It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. We talked last week about New York City's proposal to ban most of the trans fats in restaurant food. The government plan raised a red flag for Bridget Tuberty, a listener in Buffalo, New York. There is great danger in allowing the government to regulate such things as food preparation, she wrote. Consumers themselves must step up the pressure on food providers to effect change, though I do believe the government should provide for more stringent regulation of food labels. Christopher Crowder emailed from Kansas City, Kansas, to disagree. Government needs to intervene because, he wrote, sometimes poor choices are made for economic reasons. The food that is bad for you in the grocery store is often the least expensive. A low-income family really has no option but to choose the less healthy, but more importantly, less expensive option. On the opinion page last Monday, writer Ariel Dorfman argued passionately against the use of torture on terrorism suspects. That brought this reply from Linda Zenikanen, a listener in Portland, Oregon. I have thought about the subject of torture a lot and have finally decided that it is acceptable as long as those involved follow one simple guideline. From the president on down the entire chain of command, each person should undergo 4 hours of any method they are saying is acceptable. If at the end of that time they still feel it is not harmful, then they can give their truly informed consent. And if you missed that conversation or any of the recent opinion page segments, they are now available as a podcast. Just go to npr.org/talk to download the entire discussion. A week ago, we talked about the debate over voter IDs. The House recently passed a bill to require photo identification in order to vote. Jeff, a listener in East Lansing, Michigan, is opposed. Voting is not commerce. It is not a business. Voting, he argued, should be reasonably easy. As a black American, I know that people fought and died for what was supposed to be a right to vote. Anything that smells of voting restriction is a reminder of the good old days of poll taxes and tests. And we ended the week on a literary note with some of the contributors and the editor to the new book, This Is Not Chick Lit. Tamisa Wirtz wondered, what's wrong with reading Chick Lit? It's a breath of fresh air, she wrote, to have a plethora of literature choices that include women, even if some of these are considered to be less worthy of the English canon. I want to sweat it out with the girl whose quest for happily ever after is fraught with anxiety and social humiliation, as much as I want to see life through the eyes of a mother whose quest is to protect her offspring from the clutches of slavery. Who's to say that one experience is more relevant than another? As always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin in Washington.